My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Wow. Start the technical difficulties and getting started, folks. I'm actually in a Marriott parking lot in Rockingham, North Carolina. I haven't seen a McDonald's for hours, so I'm trying to use 5G. I ran out of time getting everything set up, but I think I'm sort of ready to do the show. But anyway, just a little technical difficulties on the day. So anyway, welcome to today's show. Of course, this is whatever day it is. I know this is Wednesday and I'm on my way to Jacksonville. So if you're listening to the podcast, welcome aboard. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from. All right. So this morning we have a special guest. Before I get to the news, we'll take care of news after that. But first, here's my guest for today.
My special guest today is Frank Bubba Schumard, who is Mr. Holland America to me. He's one of the few people in the world that knows more about Holland America than I do. And he sailed more than I have too, which I like a lot. Anyway, we're going to celebrate a couple things here today. So with no further ado, here's my guest, Frank Bubba Schumard. Bubba, welcome back to the Cruise Industry News Podcast.
Thanks, Chili. It's good to be here.
All right. So I guess the first thing we want is you've got an anniversary today.
It's a big
Tell me about it.
Well, 1,500 days ago, we started posting a drink of the day on the Holland America fan group page. Yeah. And it has gone on. Chili, as far as I know, and you know, I'm an old man now, so my memory may not be, I do not believe that I have repeated one cocktail. We have done 1,500 different cocktails. And honestly, I got to tell you, I've only got about 8,500 more to go. Oh, well, just a few. And then
that'll
I've got
last you a couple more months.
And then after that, I've got several books. And some of the people that have followed the group have sent me bar guides. And those are amazing. One of them is almost 80 years old. And
wow.
Now, I don't mean the person that sent it. Of course, you know, on Holland, we're a little older. But the bar guide itself is 80 years old. And I thought, how amazing.
I just, you know, I'm a bourbon drinker. And I was just up in Ohio. And one of my regular audience members came over and we had breakfast one morning. And he brought me a bottle of bourbon that I had never heard of. And it was really good. Of course, I also found out it was really expensive, but it was just awesome. So yeah, it's pretty neat when things like that happen.
Okay.
All right. So
you teared it. Whoa, Bubba, you got to back up now. You told me about a bottle of bourbon, but you didn't tell me who the maker was.
Well, it's, you would have to ask me that, wouldn't you? It's Pogue Select. P-O-G-U-E. You ever heard of it?
No, I haven't, but
yeah,
I'm going to look it up as soon as we're off the air.
I'm primarily an Elijah Craig drinker. And this is equally as smooth as Elijah Craig. And it's hard for me to say that about anything.
Well, now I'm a Jim Beam fan, as you well know.
Oh, yeah.
And my father, when I was a little boy, Dad drank Old Crow. And after I became an adult, you'd see it'd be on the bottom shelf in the stores and everything. So I thought, well, this is not a very fine whiskey. Turns out that Jim Beam and Old Crow are exactly the same. It's just that Old Crow is not aged one more year.
Yeah.
I have tasted it. I like it. Of course, I do like Blanton's and I like Maker's Mark and all. I like bourbon.
Well, as I was growing up, my dad was an old granddad drinker.
Oh, my.
And that was really, I mean, I hate to even admit that that's a bourbon, but yeah. So I enjoyed having my Pogue Select. And I've still got I brought about a half bottle home from that trip. So I've got some in the house. I had fixed one for dinner the other night. All right, so 1,500 cocktails. Do you remember what your first one was?
No. And I'll be very honest about that day. I don't even like to think about that day again. The industry had shut down because of that dread disease that I will not name.
Yep.
Everything that could go wrong for us as far as travel happened that week. I mean, yeah. My kids said, "Daddy, you're not really going to go on that cruise. You could get sick and die." Well, I can get sick and die here at home. So I'd rather, yeah. You know, if I'm in the South Pacific or Shell Knob, Missouri, which would you rather be? But honestly, I don't. What I do remember was the joy I got from how many people sent me written responses. I got over 900, Chili, which just shocked me, considering the group had only about 5,000 members at the time. And we're at 45,300 plus now and growing at a rate of about 100 a week, which I'm so proud to be part of. The setup you see behind me, I spend probably 6 hours a day here going over posts because we're very restrictive on what we let you post because we want it positive. We don't want it advertising, things like that. So it's a job, Chili, as you probably know.
Yep. All right. So here, it's been probably a month or so, maybe 6 weeks ago, you sent me a link for the new YouTube channel, which that's what's crawling across the bottom of the screen, folks, is the YouTube channel. So tell me about that and what you want to do with it and how that's going.
Well, Chili, on our last few cruises, you know, I've always posted pictures of the crew with their name, what they do, and a big thank you. Because honestly, that ship will float without the crew, but it darn sure isn't going anywhere.
Right.
But I started posting videos that I took of the bartenders. I was lucky enough that Holland America Beverage Department at corporate signed off that they could do videos of drinks along with the recipe. And I've met some amazing young bartenders doing it. So we started posting on YouTube just a few months ago. Chili, we're not very big. We have 30 videos. And as you can see by looking at me right now, I definitely have a face for radio, not for television. So it's I put them on the screen. I don't do a lot of narration because honestly, I think they do a great job and I don't want to interfere with them. But some of the guys have really gotten into doing on camera the recipes, and they've gotten a lot of likes. And that's what's important to me is these guys getting likes. I'll tell you funny. We had you mentioned old fashions or bourbon. We were talking about that earlier. And at 6 o'clock at night, I sent a message to one of my buddies who's a bartender, say, "Hey, can you give me the recipe for an old fashioned? I want to make it just like, you know, and when I send a message to these guys, I expect an answer or hope for an answer within 24 hours. I got one in 10 minutes.
Wow.
It was great.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten an answer back that quick.
Okay.
I think he was probably talking to home and I interrupted him.
Do you try to film like every day when you're on a cruise, or do you set it up special? How do you work it?
Okay. I work with, and pardon me, I've got a frog in my throat. I work closely with the general manager's executive assistant, and they do the scheduling along with the beverage director and the food and beverage director. They do the scheduling of when and where. It's usually best to do it early in the morning when, like, on the sea view bar on the aft end of the ship works great because there's not a big crowd out there at 8 or 9 a.m. So we don't have people walking up wanting to order. And again, never want to interfere with Holland America doing business. They need to do business, but they've also been real good about allowing us to be part of it.
So I guess what we want my audience folks to do, we want them to jump over to YouTube and follow your channel. So guys,
appreciate that.
You can go to YouTube and it's Holland America Line Official. That's
Holland
not
America Line.
Yeah.
Really, you're killing me.
Okay. Holland America Line.
Fans Official.
No, Holland America Fan Group Official. That's what I'm trying to say. Holland America Fan Group Official. I knew there was another word in there that I'm just losing. Okay.
Well, we'd also very much like them to sign up for the Facebook group. And yeah. You have the URL for that. You can post that later in post. But I'm going to have to cough here, Chili.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe that'll get better.
All right. So down in the description, folks, of the show today, there's going to be the link to the YouTube channel. There's going to be a link to the Facebook group. And by all means, go join them. I mean, I have forever. And a matter of fact, Bubba just asked me today, he mentioned that he'd had two ladies that are going to cruise that are have some issues and are thinking about going with walkers and wants me to comment on it, which I had actually already read the post, so I will go do that. So, guys, you know what I think about Holland America, and you know, Bubba has been the Holland America guy for years, and I'm proud to be his friend and proud to have had him on this channel numerous times now. Bubba, Chili, thank you again. What?
Can I make one more comment before we go?
Of course you can.
I've heard comments about, or read comments about, oh, the entertainment isn't up to snuff. I don't know what ships they've been on, but yeah. I was in the shows almost every night, and they're all good, but a couple really blew me away. The RKs, a little four-member combo from England. Doing rock and roll from the 50s and 60s. And I got to tell you, I've got video of people really getting down in the audience. And then I posted, you know, they thought about posting them and I thought, you know, they might not like that, you know, but it was an amazing show. And the RK stands for Run Around Kids. And they had to change it to the RKs because people thought it's a kids show. And it's certainly not. It's a great show. But the entertainment on Holland has gone through the ceiling as far as I'm concerned.
And I've never been on a Holland ship that didn't have a fabulous piano bar.
The piano bar is good. BB King has shrunk now. They're only on three ships. And I hate that because I am a huge blues and jazz fan.
Me too.
Uh, but I know I can find something I like every night, you know, and that's all that really matters. I like that they don't have a comedian that every other word is something foul. I get you can only say those words so many times before the shock value is gone, and then it's get over yourself. So
yeah, right. I agree. All right. Well, what's your next cruise?
We are leaving a week from Saturday. Well, we're leaving here Friday from the teeming metropolis of Shell Knob, Missouri. We're going to go up Springfield and fly to Vancouver, and the next morning we'll be getting aboard a 14-day cruise to Alaska. And the thing we're really liking about this is it's not an up and back real quick. It's 14 days. It's not a back to back, and I think that's going to be very special.
Yeah.
I fought Lynn for 14 years that I do not want to go to Alaska. I want warm water and sun and everything. And finally, when she got me to go, I'd go once a year if we could afford it. And
I said that I'll never go a season without going to Alaska. And this will be my fifth trip this summer. So, yeah, I love it up there. Yeah. All right, Bubba. As always, thank you. Good luck and happy anniversary today, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. 1500 and going strong.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Bubba, and thanks for all you do. We'll see you soon. All right. That's Frank Bubba Schumard, Mr. Holland America, as far as I'm concerned. I hope you guys can hear everything and see everything. Because I can't. The glare in the car is unbelievable. But we're going to get there. All right, I'll be back with today's news stories right after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In a celebration yesterday at the Port of Barcelona, award-winning actress and performer Hannah Waddingham officially welcomed the newest Princess cruise ship, Sun Princess, serving as godmother during a star-studded naming ceremony. The time-honored maritime tradition took place on board Sun Princess in the all-new Princess Arena, and Waddington, alongside the ship's captain, Craig Street, joyously pronounced, "I named this ship Sun Princess. May God bless her and all who sail on her." She then released the celebratory bottle of champagne, smashing it against the ship's hull, wishing good fortune to all who are guests and crew sailing to incredible destinations all over the world. With continuing unrest and violence in Haiti, Royal Caribbean International has begun notifying booked guests of further cancellations for planned visits to Labadee. This follows initial cancellations that began in March and were subsequently extended through May. Now, impacted guests are reporting that the port of call has been removed for sailings for various ships throughout the summer and even into cruises in August and September. Carnival Cruise Line has reached out to guests booked aboard Carnival Pride's scheduled May 5th, 2024 departure, with confirmation that the ship will be sailing from Norfolk rather than Baltimore. How would you like to explore Ponta Delgada, Portugal, with me for the first time? I've not been there before, but I'm going in January, so why not join me on a cruise with Chile, Miami to Southampton, transatlantic for 13 nights on the beautiful Norwegian Bliss. Sails January 4th from Miami to Southampton in England on the 17th. That's 13 night, folks. Prices start at $799. That's double occupancy, but you can't beat that. Of course, you got to add the taxes and port charges and anything else you want to it, but starting from $799. That's Cruise with Chile, Miami to Southampton on January 4th. Norwegian Cruise Line's first Prima class ship, Norwegian Agua, touched water for the first time when she floated out of her construction dock at Fincantieri Shipyard in Marghera, Italy. The milestone event signals the completion of the ship's exterior hull as the vessel moves closer to its debut. A traditional maritime ceremony featuring the welding of two ceremonial coins into the ship as an offering in exchange for the future safety and good fortune of the ship. Once launched in April of 2025, Norwegian Agua will homeport at Port Canaveral, Florida, sail seven-day itineraries to the Caribbean and Bahamas before repositioning to New York for a series of cruises from August to October of 2025. After that, she will be based in Miami until April of 2026. Norwegian Getaway will not be arriving in New York as early as originally planned on Monday, April 29th. Guests and travel agents have been notified of the approximately two-hour delay and how it will impact embarkation arrangements for the day's departure. Due to global maritime regulations as well as whale zone speed restrictions en route from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic to New York City, Norwegian Getaway's arrival into New York City on April 29th has been delayed by 2 hours. Are you a Norwegian Epic fan? If you are, why not join me on a cruise with Chile, NCL Epic, transatlantic from New York to Rome, sailing March 31st. It's a fantastic itinerary, stopping in Bermuda, Ponta Delgada, Lisbon, Barcelona, Cannes, Florence, Naples, and ending in Rome. Starts at $1,683 per person, double occupancy. That includes taxes and port charges. That's the transatlantic NCL Epic, sailing March 31st from New York. Call me, 434-258-9264. Radiance of the Seas is currently making her way from Los Angeles to Vancouver to start the Alaska season, but a technical issue impacting the ship's propulsion has made it necessary to slow the maximum speed. As a result, the ship will no longer be making the scheduled ports of call on the itinerary. In an exciting turn of events, the Carnival Firenze, a cruise ship inspired by the Italian city of Florence, has finally made its grand entry into Long Beach, California. This marks the beginning of its new chapter as the latest addition in the Carnival Cruise Line's fleet based in the U.S. Firenze left Cadiz, Spain, journeying around South America, and will now become a permanent resident at the Long Beach Cruise Terminal. It will offer year-round multi-day cruises, primarily targeting Mexican Riviera.
All right, guys, that wraps up the news portion of today's show. I have no idea if I can even see the chat room today. So let's try and see if I can. All right, so that's banners. There's chat room. Get up to the top. All right, so, and again, my apologies to any of you to especially to Bubba and any of you Holland America folks out there for the technical screw-ups this morning. Sorry about that, but at least we finally got it on the air. All right, Joanne's with us. Good morning, Joanne. Amy's here. Katie's with us. Hi, Katie. Robin's here up in Pennsylvania. Steve out in Kentucky. What is that? Oh, that was Katie's. Let's see what else we have. Mike's with us. Hey, Mike Todd's here. Roger's with us down in Jacksonville. Yeah, I stuck the time in. And I see, yeah, Roger saw that. All right, so Roger and I are going to have dinner tonight. That's nice. Bob's with us. Always welcome, Bob. This is probably one of the ex-folks, Mohammed Fatai. Says hello. Kenneth's with us up in Pennsylvania also. Hi, Kenneth. There's Hot Air Tom. I'm sure he's fussing about the screw-ups. Whoops. Didn't mean to do that. Let's see what Hot Air says. I can book dining for the first gym cruise in 5 days. Shook. 5:30. Yes, that would be fine. Whatever you want to do. We have dinners to book. Which, you know, which would you like to do? Cagney's, La Bistro, La Cucina, Moderna. Wow. Flip a coin. I would probably rate it. God, that's tough. Any of them, Tom. I've eaten it all and love them all. So you pick. You do it. I don't have to worry about it. Or teppanyaki. Yeah, well, I like that too. And I can't see. Oh, Todd says good morning down at the bottom. Your shows on the road are always fun. Keeps me laughing. Yeah, well, it's a little, sometimes it can be a little difficult like today. When I'm trying to balance the computer on my fat belly, hold the phone, which is my camera, in one hand, and operate the show with my other finger. Oh, it's been a disaster. Anyway, we got the show done, and we'll have some more highlights, I'm sure, over the next 5 or 6 days while I'm out gallivanting around. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. Hopefully the show will go on tomorrow morning early, not at 11 o'clock. It'll probably go on, I'm hoping for, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock start time. So see if that works out. All right, guys, that is going to wrap me up for today. Let me see if I can get off the air here because I'm totally fouled up with where I am, and I keep moving stuff and not going where I want to go. So I'm still trying to find the get out. All right, there it is.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.